Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say sound recording. We have Jesse, the musician from Transition. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, hi.
你好。
你好。
In your work, since you are a musician, you need to do a lot of sound recording.
That's right.
I think it's important for you to learn how to say it.
It is very important. Please teach me.
To say, to record the sound, we say 录音。
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 录is to record. In is the sound. 录, it's fourth tone.
So going down?
Going down.
录。
录, to record. In.
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 It's sound. It's first tone. And you can make it slightly longer and make it flat. In.
In.
录音。
录音。
录音 is to record the sound.
录音。
录音。And to record the image, when we do videotaping, we say 录音。
录音。
录okay. 录音。
录音。
音 is a third tone. 录 is the same word to record.
Yep.
音。
So it's got a G on the end. This is slightly, slightly different, isn't it?
Yes, I'm not sure there's G in Chinese though, but, just copy it. Don't worry what sound and what, don't worry about the pinyin, by the way.
Okay.
录音。
录音。
Yeah, just copy. Everything about learning a language is copying, copying, copying.
Yeah.
录音。
录音。
音。音 is shadow.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and in the olden days when people made a video, nowadays we take out our iPhone or the camcorder and then we start recording. But in the olden days, there was a films, right?
So it's moving shadows.
Moving shadows. To record the shadows. 录音。
录音。
Okay, so 录音 and 录音。
录音。录音。录音。
录音。
录音。
录音。录音。
录音。
That's right. And so, in and in, there are two differences. In addition to the tone difference, in is first tone.
Right.
In is the third tone.
Okay.
And then also the way to pronounce that is slightly different. In.
In.
There's no sound at the end. In.
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 Yeah, there's a sound at the end for shadow. So you need to emphasize that and make a third tone, which is a bit hard.
It is a bit harder.
Yes, yeah. But it's quite important because if you go to the recording studio, they need to know you want to record the image or the sound or both. Right.
Well, so often my friends would say, what were you doing at the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know, I start saying, okay, at the weekend, I was looting, and they go, oh, you were filming. No, I was recording sound. And then when I was filming, I'd say I was recording. I just got it wrong all the time. So
can I confuse you even more?
Go on then.
Okay. To say camping, we say 录音.
That's the same.
No, it's not. No, we say 录音, 录音.
Which tone?
录 is the fourth tone.
So it's the same word again.
Same sound, different word.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So same
and
sound.
In this case, camping,
yeah.
The two words, 录音, first word, 录, that means to reveal, to expose, but exactly the same sound as to record, so don't worry about that. And 音, in this case, it means camp, but the word was actually from the ancient military usage that was like the army and the barrack.
Okay.
In the ancient days, they don't have the fancy headquarter.
Yep.
And at that time, that was basic camping in the fields.
In tents.
In the tents. So, in, at that time, that means the army. And nowadays, of course, we do that for fun.
Yes.
And so, in.
录音.
Okay. So, let me test you. You have to guess. Am I camping or recording the sound or recording the image?
Okay.
录音。
Tight.
录音。
Camping.
Camping, second tone.
Yep.
录音。
Recording.
Recording what?
Talk Chinesey.
Oh yeah,
Talk
recording
Chinese-y
the
magic.
Sound. Yeah, sound recording.
Sound recording.
录音。
Filming.
Filming, you're filming. Okay, and It's just a verb to describe record, to record the image or the sound or camp. But then if you want to describe, I am in the middle of recording the sound.
Yeah.
Then I can say, 录音中.
录音中.
录音中. 中 is middle. 中 is the same word as China. Middle country, middle kingdom. 中.
That direct translation is quite helpful then. I'm in the middle of something. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the middle of recording. 录音中.
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 I'm in the middle of recording the image. I would say 录影中.
录影中.
录影中. And probably you don't really tell people you are in the middle of recording because you are really recording something. You don't have time to tell people that. But you will see the sign outside the recording studio flashing.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Flashing saying, hey, don't come here, we're in the middle of recording. Or you can see outside the meeting room, people will say, oh, you are in the middle of meeting. 开会中.
开会中.
开会中. So it means that don't come in and don't interrupt.
Right, okay.
Okay. And then to say, 录影中, I'm in the middle of camping. But you don't really normally say that. You're already camping and then you don't want people to interrupt you. Hey, what are you doing? What's up? What are you doing? Oh, I'm in the middle of camping. Yeah, so it's all useful. It's all logical, but not necessarily useful. But it's interesting to learn it anyway, because then you get a logic of Chinese grammar, which is no grammar, which is very easy.
It's great grammar. That's why it's so good.
Yep.
It's simple.
The best language is always the easiest one.
That's
such
true.
As Chinese.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Jesse, for sharing with us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you useful phrases of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode, recording the sound, the image, and camping. 录音, 录影, 录影. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.